Two of those visitors are Michelle and Sophie. The Parisian couple didn't want their names used on the radio. They're just tourists, they say. But they will divulge. This is their second time in 2 years staying in Amelia Island.
Because we really appreciate it 2 years ago, we decided just to spend one day and one night in Fernandina Beach.
Michelle and Sophie are on their way back from the Amelia Riverfront, where the Salty Pelican Bar and Grill is bustling with lunchtime activity.
Well, my name's Pete, but around here they call me Pelican Pete.
Pelican Pete Thomas is a Florida transplant from Cape Cod, who's been bartender at the popular Riverfront joint for as long as it's been open, 3 years. He says business heats up every summer after the winter slump.
The locals start coming back out because they know that we're on an hour wait during the summer with everybody that's visiting. So it changes, but we always stay full.
The Amelia Island Tourist Development Council says tourism revenue is up nearly 10% over last year. That's $68 million in just the last 7 months. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.